The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Do we have a sponsor here?
Yes, we do. We have Mark's Main Real Estate and the Sante Center for Healing.
Thank you very much. This is a segment we like to do normally when you guys are gone. This is The Ramp. And today I'd like to play a couple of songs for you guys, if that's okay, as there is a Colts super fan who goes by the name of Seth Erskins.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You're well aware of Seth. Seth, sorry, DeFlo.
Yeah, DeFlo.
I want to make sure I get his proper name in there, get that middle name. Well, he is a, like I said, a super fan of the Colts, and he has taken it upon himself to put out their weekly hype-up fan song.
Okay.
And I'll play a couple for you here. They're short, and you can get an idea of just how rough and tumble he can get when, again, he does it every week based on who their opponent is. So, for example, this is who he had or what he did in week two when the Colts played the Broncos.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose. We love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Kick them off their high horse. This is our team. Go Colts!
Yay! Oh my God.
So you probably can't tell by listening, but he's a white guy in his 40s that's kind of frumpy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Again, you probably couldn't tell.
Oh, I couldn't tell. No, because he has such flow.
Well, he is Duffalo.
Yeah?
So I can see why you'd be confused. And there is an accompanying video every week, and he's wearing a Colts jersey. He's got black eye paint on. He's got a Colts hat, a big chain. And he's been doing this for a couple of years now, and he's starting to add little bits at the beginning where he'll throw a little football through a hoop, just trying to
hype up the team. Yeah.
Right.
Is he popular? Does he have a lot of followers?
Among Colts fans, absolutely.
Okay, they love him there.
They do. It's kind of a weird A&M situation where they love him but have to defend him to everyone else.
Right.
So they're kind of like the yell leaders, I guess, of Colts Nation. And if you notice, they're kind of towards the end of the Broncos one, he had one specific line, knock him off their high horse. So every song he does follows the same template by about 95%, and then he changes the last line based on who they're playing. So if I fast forward to week five, this is what he did against the Raiders.
Love them for the shoe. Beat the Raiders. Let's raid the touchdown zone. This is our team. Go Colts!
Got to make sure
that's a neigh, correct, is what he's saying there?
Right, he's neighing like a horse would do.
Okay, I don't think a horse has ever given that kind of neigh.
Well, that's not even a real horse, that's just him.
That's him doing that sound?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay, that sounded like a horse that was into interior decorating.
He did not hire a Foley horse to come in there and do a sound. That's actually just him doing that. He's kind of the Colts Michael Winslow, if you will.
After hearing two examples, I think I prefer Ked Woodley, Carolina Panthers, Sharp Teeth and Claws.
Yeah, at least that was an original composition. This one sounds like he's doing the same song over and over again, right?
Which is
a takeoff of what's the original song?
Oh, is it an original?
I believe it is. This is an actual song that he's doing.
So fast forward to week nine here. Now, they played the Steelers last week. And again, I'm going to play the last part for you because this one actually got him in a little bit of social hot water.
Love them for the shoe. Beat the Steelers. Let's break Rodgers back. This is our team.
Jeez.
Go Colts.
Wow. once again, that's a human doing that sound.
That's Seth. That's mm-hmm. Duflo. So right there, the first couple you heard was, let's raid the touchdown zone. Mm-hmm. Let's knock them off their high horse. And then let's break Aaron Rodgers' back.
So he's getting more violent as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Well, that one is definitely a one-off, because every other one are the tamest, just lamest things you could imagine saying to another team. And then there, he wants Aaron Rodgers to be put in the hospital for a substantial amount of time.
Wow.
And so he caught heat for that and had to put out an apology video saying, I apologize. I don't condone violence. I don't want him to be hurt.
It's against his core values. And
correct.
And he was literally speaking metaphorically.
And then he neighed. Mm-hmm. And then he neighed to bring it home. So there's just a taste of Colts superfan Seth Duflo Erskine.
We need a roundtable with the Flo, Ked Woodley, and Skittles the rapper. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, but Skittles doesn't have any sports tie-ins, does he?
I think he would to revive his career.
Yo.
I don't really want them talking sports. I want them talking music.
Yeah, just to kind of hear their process.
I
say that one day the lost will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive them for the sins. I pray that one day I can come before your eyes and see what lies ahead, because I pray that one day no one will be lost, because Jesus paid the cost for all of us to live and we need to give him praise. I pray that one day all hands will be raised and no one will be left out, because I pray that one day the truth will be told.
Did you record this on a treadmill? Why is he so out of breath?
Hold on, we're getting to the chorus.
Every night, every day, I will pray, and I will pray, and peace will come, freedom will reign. Every night,
I can't take it anymore.
So anemic.
Skittles the rapper.